LinkedIn is a gold mine for financial advisors if you know how to use it. We've seen our clients generate 6 and even 7 figures from the platform when combined with these techniques. So let's jump into it. Financial advisors who grow their businesses using LinkedIn do not actually sell, meaning they do not advertise. You will not receive a direct message from a financial advisor saying, "Hey, I'm a financial advisor. Do you need financial advising?" from a financial advisor that has a successful marketing strategy. Because successful financial advisors do not need to send you spam. They do not need to DM 100 people per day to book the calls they need to book to sell the people they need to sell. Successful financial advisors are all not selling. They're educating. Let's think about it. If somebody's going to sell you a service, do you want them to talk about themselves or do you want them to talk about you? Successful financial advisors talk about you. They talk about the client. They talk about the prospect. They don't use those words, right? They use the pronoun you, meaning when they get on a platform like LinkedIn, they are simply educating you. When do I cash out? Do I maximize my 401k? Should I use life insurance as a bank? Should I get a term or a whole? When is it safe to buy a house? What type of car payment and interest rate should I be looking at if this is my income? These are all examples of educating buyers, because the key to selling and marketing on LinkedIn is not selling and marketing at all. It is simply educating. The second thing successful financial advisors do when marketing on LinkedIn is they don't just use LinkedIn. Successful marketing strategies are typically based in 2025 and beyond around one specific platform. Back in the day when I started marketing, you would have the Gary V's of the world telling you to post as much as possible on every and all platforms. That is no longer the right strategy. In this day and age, there is so much noise and so much content that you actually do not need to post more to get better results. You might actually be able to post less. Now, how much to post is a different episode and a different topic, but what to post is relevant here today. If you're a financial advisor or somebody selling any financial services on LinkedIn or any social platform, you cannot only be reliant on that one platform. In 2024, we took our own podcast and turned it into a buyer education tool. Since then, we've taken our customer acquisition cost down to $301 per customer, resulting in a $25,000 lifetime value customer. We spend $12,700 per year on marketing, and just one client out of 40 clients over the course of a year pays for that. So what that means is you can't only rely on one social media platform. We do it with a podcast, LinkedIn, YouTube, email, and of course, your booking link, you know, your Calendly, whatever you use to actually book a prospect onto a call. That whole thing is called an ecosystem. It's a marketing ecosystem. No longer are the days of the Russell Brunson click funnels, get them to a landing page and then sell them. No longer are the days of you asking your friends of friends or your clients' friends or your family to buy a policy from you. That's old news, man. Cold calls, nobody does them anymore. This used to be everything, but now we have the internet. And if you want to work it, if you want to work LinkedIn, you got to have these other types of content to make yourself a marketing ecosystem, not a funnel. So the highlight on this one is don't just rely on social media. Make sure you build out the ecosystem too. The third way that financial advisors strategically use LinkedIn to grow their business is by using and leveraging other people's businesses. Meaning there are other companies who service your prospects. Financial advisors are not the only people that somebody is going to work with over the course of a lifetime. So you have to think about this. What are some other businesses that have my clients already? And how can I incentivize them to hand their clients over to me and create that partnership? What comes to mind is accountants, of course, tax strategists, wealth managers, right? Anybody who's adjacent to your clientele, but doesn't sell or serve the exact same way you do. What you wanna do is set up deals with them and even create a combined offer. If there's a company that sells lead generation services to your prospects, right? Then you can set up a partnership with them where you have a custom introductory offer that has an audit from them and an audit from you. Now, this is an intro offer. It's very easy for you. It's high value for them. It's low cost for you, high value for them. And it makes everybody happy because the client's happy because they have people they know, like, and trust. The vendor is happy, the partner, because you're getting them business and making them money too. And you're happy because you didn't have to go through some wicked sales process to bring this person in. So the highlight here for number three is you want to be generating partnerships. I'll leave you with a story. In 2021, I started a business. I went on LinkedIn and, no joke, spent 6 hours per day on LinkedIn. I was posting, I was commenting, I was DMing, I was doing that work. I was putting in the work to hopefully get the results. Now, flash forward, years later, I spend just an hour a day on LinkedIn. And whereas 90% of our revenue used to come from LinkedIn, now 50% of our revenue comes from referrals and partnerships. So this is not just something that works for financial advisors. We've proven it there, but we've also proven it in our own podcast agency. Partners are your ticket. And I'll leave you with this. If there is a partner or a vendor that is sending you referrals and clients, the standard assumption is that they're going to want some money in return. Just know that not everybody wants money. Some people already have money. So you want to figure out what that vendor or partner loves, maybe their favorite sports team, maybe their favorite beer, maybe their favorite restaurant, and make sure you do something nice for them to keep those referrals coming in. Trust me, the cost of a $500 gift card is nothing compared to what you're about to make from referrals from that person. My name is Ryan Sullivan. This is what we teach. We help finance, coaching, and law firms grow their book of business without marketing agencies or salespeople, because you can do it. And the reality is, your prospects are watching and consuming content just like this. It might as well be yours. I'm Ryan Sullivan, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.